Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the sugya of Hamagvia Metzia Lechavero. Kana Chavero, Mishir should be the Refuas, Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, and Eitan Meir Ben Rivka Ora, and Toiv Yehuda Tzvas Tamagasia, and Miriam Rivka Basadina Leah, and Avram Yishael Ben Aviva, Besoch Sha'ar, Cholei Yisrael, and Leilui Nishmas, Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. Sweetest friends, our shiur today is going to be based on the wonderful sefer Shari Yeshiva Gedola, Chelek Yotes and Simen Chaf Vav. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia and Daf Ches Hamad Aleph, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Zoso Meres, Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero. That's to say, from the fact that we have a mission that says that if two people picked up a Metzia, they're both Konit and Yachloku. So it must be that Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero, that when you're Magbiya Metzia for your friend, it must be your Konit for him. So if you would say that Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kana Chavero, so then what would it emerge? That when two people pick up an item, it's really Reuven and Shimon pick up an item. It's considered as if it's on the floor for Shimon, because Reuven isn't picking it up, because when Reuven picked it up, he wasn't picking it up on behalf of Shimon. And when Shimon was picking it up, he wasn't picking it up on behalf of Reuven. If you hold him in Gbiyah Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kana Chavero. And if neither of them was picking it up for the other one, if you can't be Konin for the other person, then it's considered as if it's on the floor for each guy. Half of it's on the floor. When Reuven picks it up for himself and he's not picking it up for Shimon, so it's considered on the floor for Shimon. When Shimon picks it up for himself and doesn't pick it up for Reuven, it's considered on the floor. That part is considered on the floor for Reuven. From the fact that they are Konan, it must be that each one is picking it up for his friend. Reuven is picking it up on behalf of Shimon. Shimon's picking it up on behalf of Reuven, and that's how they're both Konan. And it must be, therefore, that Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kana Chavero. It must be you can acquire something for your friend when you pick him up, when you find a lost object. Because here, each one is obviously being Mizaka his friend when he picks it up. Otherwise, neither of them is Kona anything. So since we say Hamagbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kana Chavero, so it turns out that each one is picking it up for the other one, and that explains the Mishnah. That's Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rava, I disagree with you. Li'olam e'malach ha-magbiya metziya la-chavero, lo kana chavero. Why? V'hacha ha'inu taima, migu du'zach li'navshe, zach inami la-chavre. So really, you can't bring a riot from the mission that I'm gibiya metziya la-chavero, kana chavero. Because there it's talking about where lechatchila, you're picking it up for yourself and you're picking it up for your friend. And migu de zochi lenavshe, since you're zocha for yourself, zochinami lechavre, you can also be zocha for your friend. But when you're zocha lechatchila just for your friend, lo kana chavero. And Rashi explains, why? Because the fishu tofes lebalchov makom shechav lachayrim velo kana. Because just to pick up something for somebody else you can't do. Because it's chav lachayrim. Other people are going to lose out. When you pick it up for your friend, other people are losing out. Now they can't take this Aveda. So when you're taking it for yourself, so we say, since you're Zocha for yourself, you can be Zocha also on behalf of your friend. But if you're taking it only on behalf of your friend, that doesn't work, because it's Tofes La'alchov, Makom Shechav La'achayim. And Rabba proves this. Teida. Shafilu amel shluchot sev gnov li v'gonav pater v'shutfin shaganvu chayavim. So if you say to a person says to his shliach, go out and steal from me, and the person steals from him, he's pater. But shutfin that ganav, shutfin that steal, are chayav. My taima mishum damrinan migu zoch lav mishum damrinan. In other words, Rav is proving from the fact that when we talk about a geneva, we make a distinction between somebody who steals for his friend, only for his friend, and somebody who steals for himself as well. That if somebody steals only for his friend, then his friend is in Kona B'Kneva, and the Shliach is Chayav, and the Mishalech is Pater, because then Shliach Hotvar Aveira. But if a person steals for himself also, then the Mishalech is Chayav, because Mikud Zachel Nafshe, Zachinam Lechavre. So you see the same Chiluk that Rabbi wants to make, you see in this case. That if you just do it for your friend, then it doesn't work. Your friend is pater, and shutfin that stole are chayiv. The person, the mishalech, is also chayiv. And because of midu b'zachel v'nafshei zachin amel chavrei. So just like when there's shutfin and a guy steals for on behalf of his friend. So his friend is, they're both chayiv. And they're both koneh because of migu zachel v'nafshei zachin amel chavrei. So to our Mishnah. Each one is mezakeh his friend because he's zoche himself. He can also be mezakeh his friend in this item. Whereas if you just do it for your friend, you just steal for somebody else, it doesn't work. That doesn't count. And so too, Hamagbia Mitzia Lachavera, Lo Kana Chavera, just picking up a Mitzia for your friend, doesn't work. And Rashi explains, in Dibor Masvil V'ilu, what does it mean, Shutfin Shaganvu? V'ha'echar Hotziu Merushus Bailim Ladato Ladas Chavera, K'di'isa B'vavakama D'chayovim. And one person takes it out of the Rishus Bailin on his behalf and on behalf of his friend. That's Shutfin Shaganvu. They're Chayiv, both of them. We see in Baba Kama says Rashi, that since the Ganav stole for himself also, it works for his friend. So this we can prove to the Metzia case, that if you lift it up for yourself and for your friend is Kona, since you're Kona for yourself. Mashain came. If you were Magbiya only for your friend is in Kona. Just like if you are someone, Shimon is Reuven's Shliach to steal, and Shimon only steals it for Reuven. So Reuven's Pater, and he's not Kona on behalf of Reuven, because to do it only for Reuven doesn't work. Just like being Kona Metzia for your friend, being Mizakana Metzia for your friend doesn't work. Only if they're shutfin and one person is doing it on behalf of his friend as well, and himself, both of them, there we say that they're both chayav and they both make a kenyan, and so too in our Mishnah, when you have two people picking it up, they're both konin. That's Rashi. Comes Tosfos, quotes Rashi, Shtira Masla v'shutfin, and they say, Vein nira, I don't like it. The hasan v'tvicha ayri, v'tvicha afilu amar tsei v'tvach l'chayav. The Darshinan Tachas L'Rabbis HaShaliach. In other words, the case in Bava Kama that Rashi brings isn't Shach to Argamar at all. Because there we're talking about where the Ganav made a Shliach to Shech the Behema for his friend. And the Din of Tvicha and Mechira, we have a Limud of Tachas L'Rabbis HaShaliach, that extra word Tachas, teaches us the Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So by Tvicha, we have a special Limud that what somebody does on behalf of himself and his friend also counts for his friend. But that's not a raya for Geneva. That's a special din of Tvicha. In Tvicha, the din is that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's a special din in Tvicha. But that's not shaykh to our case of Geneva. In Tvicha, we have Tachas L'Rabbis HaShliach, that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And therefore, if he's Toveach on behalf of his friend, so then his friend is Chayiv. And even if he does it just on behalf of his friend, it doesn't also have to be for himself. Even if he does it just on behalf of his friend, his friend is going to be chayav. Because we have a special limud there that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. But that has nothing to do with the case of Geneva. And therefore Tosfos holds differently. Tosfos says, Ela shutfin shaganvu, shegbiu shneim. In other words, when the Gemara is talking about Shiltim Shengambu, it's not that one person stole it on behalf of his friend. It's talking about where they both stole it together. And then they're both chayov because of Migud Zach Linavsha, Zachinam El Chavre. Because otherwise, neither of them will be Kona because both of them were Magbiya only Chaytzi. So how then is Shiltim Shengambu, how do you say that they're chayov, both of them? The answer is, because migud zachel nafshe, since he's stealing for himself, he can also do it for his friend. And his friend, just as he's doing it for himself, he's also doing it for his friend. So Reuven is stealing on behalf of Shimon, Shimon on behalf of Reuven, and Shalom al Yisrael. So that's Tosfos' pshat. So Rashi says one person is stealing on behalf of himself and the other person, and we say migud zachel nafshe zachinam al chaver, and therefore the mishalech is also chayev. And Tosfos says I don't like that because that Gemara that Rashi brings to prove the point is talking about Tvicha. And Tvicha, we have a special limud for Yesh Lecha Dvar Avera, but our Gemara is talking about Geneva. It's a completely different case. And therefore, he says that it's not talking about where one person was sent. Rather, it's talking about where two people actually did the Maisa Geneva together, and each one is Zocha for the other one. Because Zocha Lenafshi, Zocha Nam Lechavre. Now, a number of Achronim asked Tosfos this question. Some Achronim hold that Tosfos' question is not only on the fact that Rashi brought a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Tosfos' question is on the etzem din of Rashi. Pashut Pshat, we read Tosfos that he's saying, hey, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, not like you, Rashi. But it's not only the Gemara in Bava Kamma saying not like Rashi. It's the etzem din that Rashi brings. Rashi holds that if a ganav wants to steal for himself and for his friend is also chayiv. And on that Tosfos asks, it's not true. Because when you steal for your friend, it doesn't help for your friend. Even if you steal for yourself also. Because sof, ein shlichot dvar avera. Only in Tvicha we say yesh shlichot dvar avera. But when it comes to Geneva, ein shlichot dvar avera. So not only is there not a gemara from the Gemara Bava Kamma, but it's not even true that if you steal on behalf of yourself and your friend, you're not zocha for your friend. So even though we have a rule of migud zocha l'nafshi zocha nam l'chavre, but sof, ein shlichot dvar avera. So therefore you can't steal on behalf of your friend, even if you're stealing on behalf of yourself. And therefore the shutef is in chayav when his friend steals the behemoth for him. However, Shitas Tosfos is also difficult. Like what the Ktos HaChoshen asks in Siman Shin Mem Ches Yif Katan Gimel. Just like you can't say that one is going to be Chayav when his friend stole, just like you can't say that Shimon is going to be Chayav when Reuven stole on behalf of himself and on behalf of Shimon, since Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira, and you can't say Migud Zach L'Nafshe Zach Inam L'Chavre. So similarly, we have to say that even when two of them lifted together, here also you need his kavana that he's stealing for his friend. And otherwise his friend won't be chayiv. So we should also say that what you're doing, what Reuven does for Shimon, doesn't help for Shimon. Because if ein shlichot dvar aveira, migud zach l'nafshe, zach l'nam l'chaver, it doesn't work. In other words, when two people steal, we say that even though the din is, this is what Tosfos says, that when two people steal, even though the din is ein shlichot dvar aveira, nevertheless we say, migud zachu l'nafshe, zachinam l'chavre. So in other words, what happens is that the migu overrides this impediment of ein shlichot dvar aveira, and everybody is a zocha, each one is zocha for his friend, and therefore they're both chayiv. So why don't we say the same thing when one person steals for his on behalf of his friend, even though ein shlichot dvar aveira here, they have migud zach l'nafshi, zach inam l'chavre, it should work. In other words, the same kasha Tosfos asks on Rashi, we can also ask on Tosfos. If Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's din, that if a person steals on, Reuven steals on behalf of Shimon, he can't be counted for Shimon, because of ein shlichot dvar aveira, and it doesn't help us that migud zach l'nafshi, zach inam l'chavre, so why don't we say the same thing about two people picking it up together? That ain't shliachot dvar aveira, and it doesn't help them. What's the difference? You Tosfos want to say that when two people pick it up together, the migud zach l'nafshi zach inam l'chavre overrides the ain't shliachot dvar aveira. To say the same thing when two people don't pick it up together, one person just picks it up on behalf of his friend. Say that the migud zach l'nafshi zach inam l'chavre overrides the ain't shliachot dvar aveira. And we can also ask And Rabbi Bar Chama, how does Rabbi Bar Chama bring a raya from the Mishnah? That I'm going to be a Metzia Lechavero Kana Chavero. The Mishnah is clearly talking about a case where you pick it up for yourself and for your friend. And therefore we have a Migud Zachal and Avshe. If you Zachal for yourself, Zachi Nam Lechavero, you can also pick it up for your friend. Mashenkin, when you're just picking it up for your friend, when there's no Migu, how does he know the Kana Chavero? In other words, what's Rami Bar Chama in answer to Rabbi's Kasha? Rabbi had a Kasha Rami Bar Chama. And he said, you can't prove from the Mishnah I'm going to be a Metzia Lechavero Kana Chavero. Because the Mishnah is not talking about what you're just picking up for your friend. It's talking about what you're also picking up for yourself. So what hak is Rami Bar Chama going to answer to that kasha? The Mishnah is talking about what you're picking up only for yourself. Where you're picking it up also for your on behalf of yourself in addition to picking it up for your friend. So how can Rami Bar Chama bring a proof from there? Say Zosel Meres, that if you just pick it up for your friend, that's enough. So basically, sweetest friends, we have a number of kashas. We have Tosas kasha on Rashi. The Rashi wants to understand that Shiftin Shagandu is that one does it for his friend, and he brings a raya from Baba Kama. And Tosfos asks one, possibly two questions on Rashi. A, the Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about Tvicha. Tvicha is a special din. It has nothing to do with Gneva, but Tvicha we have a special ribui for Shliach. And therefore the Mishal Erech is Chaya, because we have a ribui to include Shlichus, that Yeh Shlichus Varavera. And quite possibly, on the Etzim Adin, Machokas Achronim, they're asking on the Etzim Adin. But on the Etzim Din of Rashi, that's not true. One person can't steal for his friend. If a person steals on behalf of his friend, doesn't work. Even if he's stealing for himself as well. Because Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. So therefore Tosfos is another pshat. Tosfos' pshat is that they're stealing it together. It's a group theft. Reuben and Shimon are stealing it together. Reuben's picking up for Shimon. Shimon's picking up for Reuben. But we said if that's the case, then you still have the same problem. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Ah, you're going to tell me, no, migud zachal nafshi zachal nami l'chavrei. Ah, so that should also work then in Rashi's case. Then migud zachal nafshi zachal nami l'chavrei. If I'm being counted for me and for my friend, then it should be a good kenyan for my friend also, even though ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But the migud zachal nafshi zachal nami l'chavrei overrides the ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and I am counted for my friend. Just like Tosfos wants to say that when two people pick it up together. So why can't we say that one person steals it on behalf of his friend? And also, what's Rami Bar Chama going to answer to Rabbi's Kasha? Rabbi said, how can you bring a raya that I'm going to be a Metzia Lechavero Kana Chavero from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about where you're also koneh for yourself. And then we have the Migu. But you, Rami Bar Chama, are talking about where you're just picking it up on behalf of your friend. And that shouldn't work. Because you don't have the Migu. It's Tofes Lebal Chov, Makam Shechav L'Acherim. So we can understand this. If we first explain, what we need to understand a little bit better in the sheet of Rava, who holds, Hamagbiya Mitzia Lachavero, Lo Kana Chavero. Because Rashi writes in Dibur Maski Le'olam, Hechad Magbiya Lo Niskaben, Liknos Baklum, the time of the Amr the Kaman, the Habit Topis Vachov, Makom, Shechav Lachavero. In other words, just like in an instance, when a person has a number of Balei Chov, a person from the market can't come and grab the nechasim of the loveh for his friend the malveh. So if Reuven lent Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar and Zvulun money, so God can't come and grab money for Yisachar, because then he'll be being tofes for Yisachar, and he'll be chav to the other balei chovos, because now they can't be repaid because they're also owed money by the loveh. So if the Baal Chov is taking it for himself, that he can do. But to take on behalf of somebody else, you can't do it because you're Chavla. You tofes the Baal Chov, b'makom shechavla cheirim, doesn't work. So also in our case, when you take a mitzia for your friend, you're Chavla cheirim, because everybody else in the world now can't take this mitzia, and you're tofes the Baal Chov, b'makom shechavla cheirim, and the tfisa doesn't work. And therefore, Rava holds that I'm going to be a mitzia lachavero, lo kana chavero. So if that's Pshat and Rava, so why does it work when you're also Magbiya for yourself? You're also Tofes L'makom L'Baal Chov L'makom Shechav L'Acherim. Because the half that your friend is Kone, because you are Mechavim to be Kone for your friend, you're Chav L'Acherim. So it shouldn't work. And even though you're right, you have a migu that you're being zelcha for yourself, you can also be zelcha for your friend. Migu the zelcha l'nafshei, zelcha nami l'chavrei. Nevertheless, self, you're tofes l'baal chov b'makom shechav l'acherim. In other words, what's the gedder of migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre? And because of this migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre, it doesn't matter to us that you're being tofis l'bal chov b'makom shechav l'acherini. If I just take it for my friend, it doesn't work because I'm it's causing a detriment to the rest of the world. That doesn't work. But when I'm calling it for myself and for my friend, it works because of migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre. Why is that? Why does migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre not bad? Why do we allow that if you're tofes l'bal chov b'makom shechav l'acherim? Why does that override the tofes l'bal chov b'makom shechav l'acherim? So in order to answer this, first we have to explain the nekudas hamachlokas between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. So in Pashtus, the nekudas hamachlokas between them is that Rava holds that we say the svara of migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre, and memeila there's a chiluk whether you're zocha for yourself also or you're zocha only for your friend. That's Rava. Masha'en ken, Rami Bar Chama holds that we don't say the svara, and therefore there's no chiluk whether you're zocha for your friend and for yourself or you're zocha only for your friend. And since we find in the Mishnah that if you're zocha for your friend, that you could be zocha for your friend, so the derech memeila, it's a raya that you can always be zocha for your friend. Not only can you be zocha for your friend when you're zocha also for yourself, but you can be zocha for your friend even when you're not zocha for yourself, even when you're not taking it for yourself. So that apparently is a machlokas Rav and Rami Bar Chama. Rav holds of the svara that it only works if michul dezocha l'nafshei zochi nami l'chavrei, and Rami Bar Chama doesn't hold that svara. He holds the moment you find that you can be mizaka for your friend, you can be mezaka for your friend, whether or not you're being mezaka for yourself. We don't need to make the zachah l'nafshei zachah nami l'chavre. However, it's not true. That's not the machlokas. Because both Rami Bar Chama and Rava both hold that we say the svar of migu dezachi l'nafshei zachah nami l'chavre. And the machlokas is that Rava holds that we say the svara only when befoal he is zocha la'atzma. But if he's not zocha la'atzma befoal, he only could be zocha for himself. We don't say the migu. And Rami Bar Chama holds that even the fact that he is able to be zocha for himself, that already allows us to say the migu of migu de zochi l'nafshe, zochi nami l'chavre. So really they both hold the migu de zochi l'nafshe, zochi nami l'chavre. Just Rava holds it has to be a befoal zochi l'nafshe in order to be zocha l'chavre. And Rami Bar Chama holds it doesn't have to be before all, just the very possibility that you can be zocha for yourself enables you to be zocha for your friend. And that's the machlokas ben ogei the metzia. Rava holds that we say this migu only when your mom is zocha for yourself. And therefore he holds that only when they are magbia the metzia together, and then before all, each one of them is also zocha for himself, then we say that he can be zocha for his friend as well. Because if migu dezocha l'nafshe, zocha nami l'chavre, Rava holds that befoal, they both have to be zocha in this metzia in order for it to work for his friend. But when a person is magbia metzia only for himself, that means that only yochel, he could be zocha for himself. But he's in practice, he's only being zocha for his friend. There we don't say the migu. So that's Rabbi Svara. Rabbi Svara is, you know why in a metzia it works? Because before Al, he's being zocha for himself and for his friend. Rami Bar Chama holds, And it's not enough if he's just being zocha for his friend. It doesn't work. Because you're right, he could be zocha for his friend, but he's not actually doing it. You're right, he could be zocha for himself, excuse me, but he's not actually doing it. So just the possibility that he could be zocha for himself is not enough for us. He has to be zocha befoal for himself and for his friend. And therefore, only if he's actually being zocha for himself and for his friend do we say that it works because of the migul. But not if he could be zocha for himself and his friend, and he's only zocha for his friend. That doesn't work. Rami Bar Chama holds that we say the migul even if he's not actually being zocha for his friend. Just the fact that he could be zocha for his friend. And therefore, if he's magbia only for his friend, not if he could be zocha for not his friend, for himself. Just the fact that he could be zocha for himself is enough to allow him to be mezakeh his friend. And therefore, let's say he's only mezakeh his friend. His friend is zocha in this object. Because we say, So Rabba again holds that you befoal, you have to be zocha for yourself in order to be zocha for your friend. And Rabbi Bar Chama says, no, as long as bekoach and potential, you could be zocha for yourself, that is enough to be zocha for your friend. And therefore, if you pick up a mitziah, magbiya mitziah lechavero, kana chavero, why? Because migu, that yochol liskos lenafshe, you could have been zocha for yourself, that allows you also to be zocha for your friend. But we have to still understand the sheet of Rabbi. Because later on, we see in the Gemara that this svar of migu dezocha lenafshe, zocha nam lechavero, we say, not only when a person zocha befoal, but even the very fact that he could be zocha is enough to say this is migu. Because there in the Gemara, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, when an usher gathers payah for an ani, do we say two miguz or not? But if an ani is malakit for his friend, the ani, everybody holds his zelcha because of migu zelcha l'nafshe zelcha n'am l'chavre. Since he could have been zelcha for himself, it's enough to be zelcha for his friend. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanan hasam, misha b'kedes ha-payah, ve'omar ha-rezu l'ploni ani. Somebody who gathers peah and he says, this peah should be for my ploni, who's an ani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zochala. He could do it. He could be mzake the peah for his friend, the ploni, the ani. V'chamorim yitnen al ani anim tzarisha. No, he has to give it to the first ani he finds. Amru l'ami Yerushuv and Levi, machlokas me'ashir l'ani. The machlokas is when an ashir gathers for the sake of an ani. The Rebbe Eliezer Sabar Migu Diboy Mafkir Nifsei V'Habayani V'Chazilei Hashtanami Chazilei. Rebbe Eliezer, who says that he can be, that an usher could be zocha for an ani, holds that since the usher could theoretically be mafkir as nechasim, and that would make him an ani, now he can also, now it's also roy for him to take, and migu dezocha l'nafshe, since he's zocha, could he, since he could be zocha for himself, if he would have been picked it up for himself, if he would be an ani. Zochi nami l'chavrei. And the rabbi said, no, we say one migu, we don't say two migus. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says two migus. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's a migu that the ashir could become an ani. And there's a migu that if he was an ani, since zochi l'nafshe, he can also be zocha for his friend. And the rabbanan hold, no, we only say one migu. We don't say two migus. And therefore he can't be mezakeh for his friend. But let's say you have an ani being zocha for an ani. Everybody holds that works. Why? Because the migu, the zachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre. Since he could be zocha for himself, he's also zocha for his friend. So if it's an ani for an ani, everybody holds in the Gemara that it's fine, it's cool. It's only when it's an asher for an ani there, you need to come on to the two migus. Migu that he could become an ani, and then migu, the zach l'nash, the zach l'nam l'chavri. But if it's an ani for an ani, everybody holds it works. Why? Because migu, since he could have been zocha for himself, we allow him to be zocha for his friend. So mikant estara l'ani akushye, now we have a big kasha on Rava. How can Rava hold that we don't say the migu that he could be zocha for himself? And therefore he's also zocha for his friend, because Rava holds that befoal he has to be zocha for himself in order to be zocha for his friend. And therefore, Rava says that if he's only magbia the mitzia for his friend, He's not koneh for his friend because before he's not being zoch himself. How can Rabbi say that? Later on we see a migu, not only if you're actually zoch for yourself, but just the fact that you could be zoch for yourself. That's enough of a migu. Migu, that this, an ani, can be mezakeh leket. For his friend the ani, a payer, excuse me, for his friend the ani, that is enough. When a migu, that an ani could be kona, the payer, for himself, that is enough to allow him to be kona for his friend. Like Rami Bar Chama, that you don't have to befoal be kona for yourself. Just the fact that you could be kona for yourself is enough to allow you to be kona for his friend, for your friend. And therefore, Rami Bar Chama holds that I'm going to be a mitzia la chavero kana chavero because of that migu. Migu that he could have been zocha the mitzia for himself, he could be zocha now for his friend. And Rabbi says, no, that doesn't work. Only if you're befoal zocha for yourself, then you can be zocha also for your friend. But if it's just magbiya mitzia lechavero, segaitanish, it doesn't work. Why not? We see in the Gemara that the very possibility that you could be zocha for yourself is enough to allow you to be zocha for your friend. And therefore an ani could pick up the payah for his friend, the ani, because migu de zocha lenafshi, since he could have taken it for himself, he could take it for his friend. So why don't we say rabba by a mitzia, that since you could have taken the mitzia for yourself, you can also take it for your friend. And the answer, bepashtus, is that here, in our case, there's a svara why he's not kona for his friend. Because he's tofes, the baal chov, makom shechav la'acherim, and he's not kona. And therefore, it doesn't help the fact that he can be zocha for himself. And we see that in the sugya later on. Because after the Gemara explains that l'kule alma, we say, nigu de zocha l'nafshi zocha nana l'chavre in peya, the Gemara says, Rav Nachum Rav Chizda, Dami Tarvayam, and Bia Metzia Lechavero, Lokan Echavero, my time, it is in Yudam Aleph, the other Gemara is in Tess on the base, my time, Habe Tofes Lebal Chov, and Makam Shechab Lacherim, Vea Tofes Lebal Chov, and Makam Shechab Lacherim, Lokan. And in Pashtus, what the Gemara means to say is, that even though we concluded that we say, Migidu Zach Lenavshik, Zachinam Lechavre, this doesn't work if you're Tofes Lebal Chov, and Makam Shechab Lacherim. And therefore, magbiya mitzia lechaveru lo kana. So it's obviously a kasha why in peya, it's not tofes lebal chov b'makom shechav lacherim. Because in peya also, it's now if you take it for your friend, then it's not going to help. Then other people aren't going to be able to take it. But that's not our issue right now. Our issue is that the Gemara seems to make a very simple distinction that if you. That in the case of Peah, the very fact that you could be Zocha for yourself is enough to allow to be Zocha for your friend. But in the case of Mitzia, that doesn't work. Why? Because you're Tofes Lebal Chov, Makom Shechav L'Acherim. So just being Tofes and Mitzia for your friend, we don't allow, because it's Tofes Lebal Chov, Makom Shechav L'Acherim. Mashen Kein the Peah case, we allow an Ani to grab for his friend the Ani. Because that's not Tofis Lebal Chov Makom Shechav L'Acherim. So that would be Rava's answer. We asked them, Rava, hey Rava, how come you don't say Migu de Zocha L'Nafshei? Since he could have been Zocha for himself, we allow him to be Zocha for his friend, like we see in the Peah case. So why don't we say the same thing by Mitzia? The fact that he could have taken the Mitzia for himself is enough to enable him to take it for his friend. And you say no. You say that I'm going to be a Mitzia Lechaveru, lo kana chaveru. Why not? Migu that he could have taken it for himself, let him take it for his friend. So the answer Rabbi would give very simply, is like the Gemara says later on, because it's Tofes Lebal Chov Makom Shechav L'Acherim. We don't allow you in a Mitzia to be Kona the Mitzia for your friend because you're being Chav to other people. It's detrimental to others. However, according to this, we don't understand the other side. Why, if two people picked it up, is his friend also Kona? Because if Migu Zach L'Nafshi Zachinam L'Chavre, and it doesn't bother us that on the side that Shimon is picking up for Reuven, Shimon is being chav to the rest of the world, and on the when Reuven is being picking it up also for Shimon, he's being chav to the rest of the world. So even though when Reuven picks up his side, he's not only picking it up for Shimon, he's also picking it up for himself. So it's not like a person who, from the street who just grabs the money for the Baal Chov. Nevertheless, if not for Reuven, when Shimon picks it up, it wouldn't help. So Reuven is helping Shimon make a kinyan on this object, and that's being chav to the rest of the world. And therefore, Reuven's kinyan for Shimon shouldn't help, because it's tofes l'bal chav makom shechav l'acherim. It's a chav l'acherim for the rest of the world when Reuven helps Shimon make the kinyan. So the question is, why don't we say that it's tofes lebal chov v'makom shechav l'acherim when Reuven picks it up on behalf of Shimon and Shimon picks it up on behalf of Reuven, just like we say tofes lebal chov v'makom shechav l'acherim when Shimon picks it up only on behalf of Reuven and Reuven isn't picking it up, or vice versa? Stam, a person on the street to pick up a mitzvah, we don't allow for his friend according to Rava, because it's tofes lebal chov v'makom shechav l'acherim. So if that's the case, when two people pick it up together, you're right, he's being zocha for himself, but he's being zocha for his friend, and that's chav l'acherim for the rest of the world. So in order to understand this, we have to understand the depth of what the Chachamim say, that chad migu amrina, shrei migu lo amrina. We saw in the Gemara before, the Chachamim hold that when somebody, in an usher, picks up the peah for the ani, it doesn't work. Why? Because we say one migu, we don't say two migus. And there you need two migus. Migu that he could become an ani. And then migu when he's an ani, since he could be zocha for himself, he is zocha for his friend. So migu, chad migu amrina, shrei migu lo amrina. So we have to understand that better. So in this din of migu, we find in numerous places in Shas that the Gemara uses the lashon of hoil or migu, and pshat is that since you could do something, in other words, b'koach, it already exists, we consider it as if it's already done. And all of the dinim that would emanate from the fact that it was already done, already emanate from the fact that it could be done. Not only the b'foal, when it's done in practice, but even the b'koach, the fact that potentially it could be done. So the b'koach, a hoil and a migu means that since it's b'koach it exists, so we consider it exists before. And there's not a machlokas in this. L'masha. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Aleph at the end of Amud Aleph that Rabbi Elazar holds that machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos. To prepare for a mitzvah, you're allowed to be docha Shabbos. Nevertheless, he's modeh that you're not allowed to tie tzitzis to your garment or fix a mezuzah to your doorpost on Shabbos. Why? I machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos. He says, ho, it will be other lafkira. Since he could be mafkir his house or his garment, and therefore he wouldn't be chayv in tzitzis and mezuzah, Rashi says, since he could be mafkir his tzitzis and his house, so it's as if they aren't in his rishus anymore. It's as if he was already mafkir it, and therefore we don't allow him to tie the tzitzis or to affix the mezuzah on Shabbos, because we view it as if he's not chayv anymore. Since he could be mafkir his tzitzis in his house, his talus in his house, and therefore he wouldn't be chayv in mezuzah or tzitzis, we already view it as if he was mafkir his tzitzis in his house. That's the hoil. What could be done b'koach, we view as if it was already done before. Noch adugme, in Erevin, chavav amud beis, there it says, ma'arvin lanazir b'yayin. When you make an Erev, you can make an Erev for a nazir with wine, even though nazir is not allowed to drink wine. The Gemara says, because Efshir de Mitchell and Azirusa, because he could make a Bishoel and his Nazirus. In other words, even though the Erev is something that the person has to be able to eat from, a Nazir can still make an Erev with wine, since he can Bishoel and his Nazirus, and then it'll be mutter for him to drink wine. So we say that, same Svar, that since B'koach he could Bishoel and his Nazirus, we consider it as if he was. And the same thing we find later on in the Gemara, Ma'arvin b'tmai, that's Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in Erevin, the other Gemara is Chafav Amud Beis, it says Ma'arvin b'tmai, why are you allowed to make an Erev with Dmai? Because migu dibay mafkir lula nifsei v'hava ani v'chazulei hashkana v'chazulei. Since if he wanted to be mafkir as nechasim and he would be an ani, it would be a mutter for him to eat this demai, this suffix, whether it was tithed or not. So hashkana v'chazulei, now it's also considered mutter for him. And we also find in ogei alapeya, like we learned earlier, since he could be mafkir as nechasim and he'd be allowed to have the peya for himself, so now it's also considered if it's roi for himself and he could be kona on behalf of his friend. So since he could do something, since Bekoach, we view it as if already it was done before. However, in Pesachim, we find a machlokas about this. Whether we say ho'il. It says that if you bake from Yantif to Chol, you bake for Yantif on behalf of Chol, so Rav Chisda says you get Malkus, Rabbi says a person doesn't get Malkus. Rabbi says, Rav Chisda says a person gets Malkus. We don't say ho'il since Orchin might come, and it'll be roi for the Orchim. We don't say that, and therefore we give Malkus. Rabbi says, you don't get Malkus, because we say, ho'il, since Orchim might come, it's roi for the Orchim. So Rabbi holds this, since they could, since Orchim might come, the person's not chayav Malkus. We view it as if they came. And Rav Chisda holds not like that. Because it says, we don't say ho'il, it doesn't help us that they might come. And therefore the person gets Malkus. So we have to understand why there's a machlokas here about ho'il, and they don't argue in the other cases in Shas where we see migus and ho'ils. It's l'chor the same svara. And what's bekoach, we view as already being before. Normally there's no machlokas about it. And here, pitom, in Meseches Pesachim, there's a machlokas whether or not we say ho'il, since Orchim might come. Rabbi says that you don't get, a person doesn't get Malkus for baking from Yantif to Chol, and Rav Chisda says he does. Why Pitom here is there Machlokas? And the answer is that we explained earlier that the gedder of Ho'il and Migu is that since something could be done and it exists for Koach, so it's as if it's already done before. And that's the way it is in Tzitzis and Mezuzah. But Koach, we say that the house and the beged don't belong to him, since he could be mafkirit. And therefore we say before it also isn't his, and he's not allowed to tie the Tzitzis or affix the Mezuzah on Shabbos, Tzitzis. And same thing, Erev with a Nazir. So Bekoach, he's not a Nazir, since he can uproot the Nazirus. And therefore, you can make an Erev with wine, and you can also make an Erev with Demai. Since Bekoach, every person's an Ani, because he can be Mafkir as Nechasim. But that is only a Bekoach that's close to a Befoa. In other words, he could do it, and nothing is stopping him from doing it. In each case, all the person has to do is be Mafkir as Nechasim, be Sholal and his Nazirus, be Mafkir as house and his Beged. And then Pitom, the Bekoach, turns into a Befoa. So it's Biyadim. But in the din of Ofan Yontif, so that's a Koach that's not close to a Befoa. Because it's not up to him whether or not Orchim come. And therefore, there's no, the din of Ho'il isn't so clear, and there's a Machlokas whether or not we say Ho'il. So this is the Gevaldik Achilut. And when we talk about Ho'il, the reason normally, and Migus, the reason normally is not a Machlokas is because the Befoa is close to the Bekoach. It's up to him. It's up to the person himself. Mashen came when he bakes from Yontif to Chol, there, it's not up to him. It's whether or not the Orchim come. To explain more, the gather of the Din and Ho'il and Migu Bechlau is a gather of Hispashtus. In other words, the situation of Bekoach is Mispashet min HaKoach el HaFo'al, and it's as if it was already done before. And therefore, the very same thing that we say in the matzav of Befoal, we also say in the matzav of Bekoach, because the Koach is mispashik to the Befoal. And we can bring an example of the din of Migu, that we see very clearly that it's about his pashtus from one, it's an expansion of A to B, from the Gemara in Sukkah. We know that there are walls for a Sukkah, and we know that there are walls for Mechitzas on Shabbos. and they don't have all the same pratim. However, on Yontif Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the Gemara says that if it's a dofen for Sukkah, if it works as a wall for Sukkah, it also works as a wall for Shabbos. Famous lashon of the Gemara, Migu da havi dofen linyan Sukkah, havi dofen linyan Shabbos. And there it's clear that this Migu is a gather of his pashtus, that the din mechitza that's chal on the Sukkah is also mispashe, it spreads out, extends to Shabbos. And the same applies to the din of Hoel and Migu. Since B'koach, this person, can be mafkir his nechasim, he can be shoal in his nezirus. So this B'koach spreads out to a B'foal. And it's as if B'foal, he was mafkir his nechasim, and therefore the house isn't his, and the beged isn't his. Or B'foal, he's not a nazir. Or B'foal, he's an ani. And therefore, if he's a B'foal, he's not a nazir. We say the B'koach, that he could uproot his nazirus, uproots the B'foal of his nazirus. And therefore, he's allowed to make an eruv with wine. So we see then that this gather of migu is a gather of his pashtus. The B'koach is mispashe to the B'foal. And therefore, since the din of Hoel and Migu is his pashtus menakoyach el apoyal, that the din that exists b'koach extends to b'foal, so obviously it's much more pashut to say the Migu when the koach will easily, it's very close to the b'foal. In other words, it's biyado, it's in his hands, he can do it easily. But if you have a b'koach that's not so close to the b'foal, for example, when we talk about Hoel ve'i miklu le'orchim, that the orchim might come, there it's not up to him. The orchim might come, the orchim might not come. So in such a case, the koach is not close to the b'foal. So there's going to be a machlokas whether or not we say this Hoel. There's going to be a machlokas if it's mispashit. And the truth is, we can say noch tiefer, that the pshat in the din of Hoel is not that the matzav of B'koach is mispashek to the matzav of B'foal, but rather that the B'koach is enough, itself is enough, and we see it as if it's B'foal, mamish, because that's all we need for this situation. Like the famous klal in the Sachem, that if you have 60 asronim of flour in a kli in this kli, it's roi labila. You can mix properly the flour with oil, and in such a case, since it's roi labila, it's roi for mixing. So ain bila ma kevesba. So you don't actually have to mix before. But if you have 61 asronim and therefore won't mix well anymore, so bila ma'akevespo. Since it's not roi labila, bila ma'akevespo. So the idea is that the b'foa that you need by the mincha, is that it's roi b'koach for blila. That the b'foal is the b'koach. So the very fact that b'koach, you could mix it, because it's 60, it's not too much. When it doesn't mix well, it's 61 asron. But if it's you have 60 asron, the very fact that it could mix well, that in itself is enough. That's the b'foal. So in the same way, so that's called a roi, it just has to be roi. The moment it's roi, then you don't actually have to mix. It's fine. The b'koach is the b'foal. It's only if you have no b'koach, because there's 61, which doesn't mix, then obviously you don't have a b'foal, then it's nothing. Since you have no b'koach, you have no b'foal. But when you have the b'koach, you already have in your hands the b'foal. It doesn't even have to be mispashik to the b'foal. The b'koach itself is the b'foal. Just the fact that it's roi labila is enough. You don't have to say, it's as if you were bolel. No, just the fact that it's roi labila is considered bolel. That is the befall. And in the same way, we can say in the din of Hoil and Shabbos and Erevin, that the fact that b'koach a person can be mafkir is nechassim. The fact that b'koach a person can uproot his nether. So it's so mispashek to the matzav of b'foal that in itself is the b'foal. We view the b'koach as being the b'foal. And therefore all the dinim of b'foal are chal on the b'koach. As if it was b'foal. So that gives the b'koach a special power. Not only we view the b'koach as if it's spreading to the b'foal, but even more than that, we say the b'koach is the b'foal. And not just that we view it as if it's spreading and it's b'foal. The very potential itself is enough. Because it could spread to the b'foal, the b'koach becomes enough. So it's the b'foal is now munach in the b'koach. That's the koach of the b'koach. That's the koach of the potential. The fact that it could spread to the b'foal makes the b'koach enough. Just like roi labila, the fact that you could mix it, saying bila makevispo, you don't need the b'foal anymore because you have the b'koach, and the b'koach is enough. It could be mispashek to b'foal, so now the b'koach is enough. You could be mafki your house, and now you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah anymore. You're not allowed to tie your tzitzis to your beged on Shabbos. Because even though machshirei Shabbos are doche, you could have done, there shouldn't be a problem with the malacha. But there is, because the very fact that you could be mafkir your baget is enough to view it as if you actually were mafkir your baget, and therefore you're not allowed to tie the strings anymore, you're not chayv in tzitzis. The fact that the nazir could become a non-nazir, that in itself, that potential enough, makes us view it as if he's a non-nazir. However, we can only say this if the b'koach is close to the b'foal. But the maybe guess will come that we have on Yontiv that if b'koach is not close to b'foal, it's not so clear that the b'koach is mispashet so much to the b'foal that the b'koach comes to the b'foal. And that's the machlokas Rav and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda holds that the person gets malchus for cooking for Yontiv b'chol. Sorry, normally we like the holes, but here it's too far away. It's not up to him, so he gets malchus. And Rav says no. The very fact that the b'koach could be mispashi to the b'foah gives the b'koach the power of the b'foah. And therefore, it's as if guests actually came, and he's not cooking from yontif to chol anymore, he's cooking from yontif to yontif. Now, sweetest friends, what does this have to do with the price of tea in China? The answer is, that in Migu, the Zachi Nafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre, the gather is also a gather of his pashtus. That the koach of Zachiah that a person has been ogea to himself is now mispashit been ogea to his friend, that he can also be Zachi for his friend. And there are two ways of viewing this. One is two possibilities. One is that befoal he's Zachi for himself. So then, befoal his koach haschus is mispashit from himself to his friend, or b'foal he's not zocha for his friend. Nevertheless, the koach haschus that he has, b'koach ben ogea l'atzma, is also now ben ogea to his friend. In other words, either he could do it for himself, and that's mispashit also to his friend, or he cannot be zocha for himself, but the fact that he could be zocha for himself is now mispashet and allows him to be zocha for his friend. And that's also called a koach, that's korav el ha-poah. Why? Because what is distancing the koach from the poah? That's like all the other din that we saw earlier. And it's up to him. If he wants, he could be zocha for himself and for his friend. So even if he's not actually zocha for himself, it shouldn't bother us. Because he could be Zohar for himself. And that b'koach is the b'foah. So it's as if he was Zohar for himself, and now he can also be Zohar for his friend. And now, what about the machlokas chachamim Rebbe Lazar about the din of somebody being malakit peya for the ani, when the usher does it for the ani? Because Rebbe Lazar says that you have two migus, migu that he could become an ani, and then migu that if he's an ani, since he could be zochah for himself, he's zochah for his friend. And the rabbis say, no, one migu we say, two migus we don't say. So the usher can't be zochah for the ani. So it's not stam that they're arguing if we say two migus. Rather, what it means is, the chachamim hold, you know why you can't say two migus? Because since they're two migus, the koach is far away from the b'fan. Because the koach of the ashir, with respect to netilas pe'a l'chaveiro, is far away from the b'fan. Because first he has to become an ani. And then the b'koach, that he could become an ani, is now mispashi to the b'fo'al, that we view this b'koach as if b'fo'al he actually is an ani. And then afterwards, he needs the koach, that since he could take it for himself, that's mispashi to the din of being able to take it for his friend. So the b'koach of now is two steps away. Just like we said that Rav Chisda holds that anyantiv, we don't say hoil. Why don't we say hoil anyantiv? Because it's not up to him. The befoel is far away from the bekoach. Guess might come, guess might not come. So in the same way here, the chachamim hold that the befoel is too far away from the bekoach. So here you're right, it is up to him, but there's still a distance between the bekoach and the befoel. And since it's his pashtus from Bekoach and Befoel, we need them to be nearby. So the Chum say, two steps away isn't good for us. He could be Zocha for himself, he's also Zocha for his... He could become an usher to an Ani. So you have to have the Koach of his... that Koach being mispashit from being an usher and viewed as if he's actually an Ani. And then you have to say, now the fact that he could be Zocha for himself, he's also being Zocha for his friend. That's a little too far-fetched. Those two migus separate the Bekoach from the Befoel. So the Bekoach of now is two steps away from Befoel. I'm actually being Zocha for his friend the Ani. Therefore, Chum hold that it doesn't work. Just like hold the Mikule Orchim doesn't work, according to Rav Chisda. Because the Bekoach is too far away from the Befoel. So just like there's a machlokas about the Ashir getting the pay for the Ani, there's also a machlokas about the Hold and Mikulei Orchim, because both of them, the Koach is far away from the Befoel. There, there's room for Machlokas. And if you're going to say to me, wait a second. So how are you telling me that two Amoraim are arguing about a Machlokas Tanayim? You have Rav and Rav Chisda arguing about Yontif. Guests might come or might not come. Whether you say this Hoel, but guests might come. And Rav Chisda holds him, sorry, it's too far away, the Befoel is too far away from the Bekoach. And the Rabbi says, no, it's fine. And we have the same exact machlokas, apparently, a machlokas tanoim, about an usher being the zakah for an ani, where the Befoel is far away from the Bekoach. So essentially, the Amoraim are arguing about the Tanoim are arguing about, how can that be? Gemara doesn't make any such indications. The answer is, that they're really two different dinim. Because why is the Orchim case, why there is the koach far away from the befoel? Because it's not biyada. Why in the peah case is the befoel far away from the bekoach? Because it's two steps away. And therefore there's not raya from one din to the other. Because you can say that one din is the, you can say that eno biyado is further away from two steps away. That the Orchim case is too far away and the Peah case isn't too far away. You could say vice versa. The Peah case is too far away, but the Orchim case isn't too far away because there are two different types of Rechuks. One is a Rechuk of two stages, from being an Ashir to an Ani, an Ashir to an Ani, and an Ani being Mizaka others. And the other case, the Rechuk is, it's not Biyada. So therefore there are two different Machloksim, but they have one Nakuda. That the koach is far away from the before. And the fizeh, we can understand The machlokas of Rami Racham and Rava on the case of Metzia. Because the migu of Zachi Lenavshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre, in our case, is that in the case of Metzia, we have a hispashtus of a koach that's far away from the before. Because when you talk about Zachi Lechavre in a Metzia, you have this impediment of Tofes Lebal Chov, Makom Shechav L'Acherim. And this impediment creates a distance between the Bekoach and the Befoah. So it's not far away for the same reason as the whole of Mikle Orchim. Because there it's far away because it's not up to you whether or not guests come when you bake from Yontif to Shabbos. And here it is up to you. You could be Zoche the Metzia for yourself, if you want. So B'koach, you could be Zocha for yourself. And we want that to extend that you can also be Zocha, and assume now that that's B'foal, and say you can also be Zocha for your friend. And therefore it's not so far away maybe. It is the other. But the truth is that it is far away. Why? Because there's something that's stopping you from being Zocha for your friend. The fact that it's Chav L'Acherim. In other words, there's this impediment that prevents the B'koach that you could be Zocha for yourself from spreading to your friend. Because this, that you're Chav L'Acherim, prevents it from going from you to your friend. So just the fact that you have a b'koach, I could be zochel l'nafshe. So you can't say that we view it as b'fol I'm zochel l'nafshe and also zochel l'chavre. Why? Because there's an impediment in the middle. The b'koach is far away from the b'fol. What makes it difficult? What's the impediment? The fact that I'm chav l'acherim. So when a person is being zochel and metzia for his friend, and we need the b'koach of migud zochel l'nafshe, there's a distance between the b'koach and the b'foal, because the fact that there's a chav l'acherim involved, that prevents it from spreading, that prevents from the koach from extending b'foal. That prevents the b'koach, since I could be zochel for myself, now I want it to extend and see it as if I was Zocha for myself. And therefore I can also be Zocha for my friend. What's the problem with saying that? The problem is you have something getting in the way. Tofes lebal chov, makom shechav l'acherim. And that's where there's a difference between a person who could be Zocha for himself and a person who before was Zocha for himself. If a person before was Zocha for himself and he also wants to be Zocha for his friend, so we can say since before he was already Zocha for himself, this before has to extend to another before that he's Mizaka for his friend. And that we can say. And we don't care that he's Chav L'Acherim. Because it's much easier for a before to be Mispashe to a before. And it's as if we're saying that when he's Zocha for himself before, that befall is also Zocha for his friend. Just like when he takes it for himself, we don't care that he's Chav L'Acherim, so too when he takes for his friend. Because when he takes for his friend, it's a befall. He's befall taking for himself. So that befall taking for himself, we can easily extend that to the befall and see it as if he's taking for his friend. And he can actually take for his friend. And it doesn't bother us that he's Chav L'Acherim. Just like when he takes for himself, this Metzia, it doesn't bother us that he's Chav L'Acherim, because before he's taking it for himself. So too when before he takes it for himself, that before easily extends to before he's taking it for his friend. And it doesn't bother us that Chav L'Acherim. Because obviously the before, when he's doing it in practice, that is a lot more koach than just potential, than just b'koach. But let's say he's not Zocha for himself, And what has to be mispashet is his ability to be zocha for himself and view it as if he is being zocha for himself, and therefore he's zocha for his friend. There we say there's an impediment. It's not mispashet because it's chav l'acherim, which prevents this pashtus. And therefore, valid, Rama holds that only in the Mishnah, when each person befall is being zocha for himself, we say, Nigu de zachi l'nafshei, zachi n'amel l'chavre. Because my befall that I'm being zocha for myself also extends that befall I'm being zocha for my friend. And it doesn't bother us that there's chav l'acherim. Because we're completely in the realm of befall. But when a person's magbia mitzia la chaveiro, lo kana chaveiro, according to Rava. Why? Because since befall is not being zocha for himself, and we need to go from the koach to the poal, and there's a mania, there's an impediment in the middle that he's chav l'acherim, that prevents the bekoach from being mispashi to the befall. And we don't say since bekoach he could take it for himself. Befall, we view it as if he's actually taking it for himself. In the bekoach is munach the befall. And that allows him, therefore, to be zocha for other people, so he's zocha for others. No. We don't say that, because in order to say that, you have to overcome a chav l'acherim. And when you have a chav l'acherim involved, we can't go so easily from the koach to the poal. Because the only way we say that befoal, he's being zocha for himself, is if we overlook the chav l'acherim aspect. And therefore, befoal he's being zocha for himself, and therefore he can be zocha for his friend. But we don't want to say that. Because that would mean that he's chav l'acherim. So when there's a chav l'acherim, when we have a chav l'acherim issue, we can't go easily from the koach to the poal. So therefore, the fact that he could be zocha for himself, and therefore we're going to view it as if he is zocha for himself, and therefore he can also be zocha for, and therefore he can be zocha for his friend, that we can't say. Because that would mean that we would be overlooking, overriding, we'd be doche chav l'acherim. That we go from the koach to the befoal, regardless of the chav l'acherim. And the chav l'acherim is not, we can't say that. The chav l'acherim is an impediment, it gets in the way. Because when the bekoach, when we make the bekoach into the befoal, so we see now as if he's being zocha for himself. Ah, you're being zocha for yourself befoal. So there's no problem with you being zocha for others. That we agree when you're befoal zocha for yourself, there's no problem with being zocha for others. But if it's only bekoach, in order to get to the befoal, we have to say, hey, don't worry about the chav l'acherim. That we don't say. The bekoach is too far away from the befoal, because there's a chav l'acherim in the middle. But when a person is being zocha befoal for himself, so that your own fall should be mispashik, that you can also now be zocha befoal for your friend, that's much easier. Just like you can be zocha befoal for yourself, we're not worried about chav l'acherim. So to be zocha yourself, you can be zocha for befoal for somebody else, and it doesn't bother us that chav l'acherim. That's the svar of Rav. But Rami Bar Chama holds that even in a case where you're not zocha befoal for yourself, you're only zocha befoal for your friend, and you just could be zocha befoal for yourself. In other words, your koach of zechia for yourself is only a bekoach and not a befoal. Even there we say, migu de zocha l'nafshei, zocha n'amel l'chavrei, and it doesn't bother us that this is impediment of chav l'acherim. Because he holds, Rami Bar Chama, that even when the bekoach is a little bit far away from the befoal, it can also be mispashi to the befoal. Just like Rabba holds in the din of being open from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Yom Tov to Chol, that it doesn't bother us that the koach is far away from the befoal. It doesn't bother us that it's not biyado, that the guests might not come. They might come and they might not come. That doesn't bother us. We still view it as if they came. So even when there's a distance between the koach and the befoal, we view it as if it's befoal. So to here, there's a distance between the koach and the befoal because there's a chav l'acherim in the middle. Because by viewing the bekoach that he's zocha for himself as if it's before that he was actually zocha for himself, that would mean disregarding Lichav la'acherim. According to Rami Bar Chama, that doesn't bother us. Ein achinami. Even when there's a distance, even when there's an impediment between the bekoach and the befoal, we can still say amigu, that we view the koach as if it's befoal. So here, even though there is something, there's a problem, that to go from the koach to the befoal means that we disregard the chav la'acherim. Because here it's not actually befoal. It's only bekoach he can be zocha for himself. But he's not actually zocha for himself. So when you're just zocha for somebody else, it's chav la'acherim. And that we can't allow. So the answer is no. That since the bekoach he could be zocha for himself, we turn that into a befoal. And that knocks off the chav la'acherim problem because we view it as if he's actually being zocha for himself. And when you're actually zocha for yourself, we don't worry about chav la'acherim. And that befoal is also mispashik, that befoal you can be zocha for your friend. So now, sweetest friends, b'siyata d'shmaya, we understand the svar of Rami Bar Chama. Why does Rami Bar Chama say, magbiyam tzeila chavero kana chavero? Because the bekoach, that he could be magbiyat for himself, is mispashik befoal of you as if he was magbiyat for himself. And mamele, he could be magbiyat for his friend. And Rava holds no. But here it's too far away because there's a chav la'acherim in the middle. So the bekoach doesn't help. It's only when I'm actually zocha for myself that I could be zocha for my friend. And based on this, we can also explain the raya of Rava from the din of Geneva. We have the din of Geneva. And we have the din of Shutfin Shigunvin. What does Rava bring a raya? Sweetest friends, it's been so long, I already forgot Rava's raya. Rava brings a raya. How do I know that I'm a gbi amatsiya la chaveiro? Lo kana chaveiro. But the reason it works in our Mishnah is because migu zach lenafshi zach inani lechavrei. So it's only when you're actually doing it for yourself can you do it for your friend. And he brings a raya that if a person says to his friend, steal for me, and he steals, the mishalach is pater. But shutfin, when there are two people involved, shutfin shagan hu chayavim. Why shutfin shagan hu chayavim? Because migu zach lenafshi zach inani lechavrei. So now we can understand how that works. How? What's the raya of Rava? So first, we have to know the reason why the mishaleach isn't chayav when the shliach steals. So Rashi says, "Tekayim alan ein shliach l'dvar aveira l'schayav shalchol el shliach." The divrei rav, the divrei atal, the divrei mishalman. Because we hold that it's the ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and when Reuven sends Shimon to steal, and Shimon steals, so ein shliach. L'dvar aveira. And therefore, the mishaleach is not chayav, only the shliach. Because divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei nishon, who do you listen to? You listen to God, you listen to your friend. Avad, you listen to God. So since Shimon shouldn't have stole, he shouldn't have listened to the Talmud, he should have listened to the Rebbe. Memeila, the mishaleach, the sender, isn't chayav. So l'chor, we have to understand why Rashi brings the reason for the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. That's not the derech of Rashi to write the reasons for dinim when it doesn't relate to the content of the matter that he's discussing. Rashi could have said pashut that, you know why the mishalech isn't chayev? Because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Why does Rashi have to explain the tam? Because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And what's the reason of ein shliach l'dvar aveira? Because the shliach shouldn't have listened to the mishaleach, he should have listened to Hashem, divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishalman. Why does Rashi have to bring the reason? The answer is that it's dafka because of this reason that we can explain our issue. Because the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, we can say for another reason as well. The Gemara in Kedushin Achav Gimel Amid Bet says that hani kanei shluchu derachmanan inu. that these Kohanim are shluchim of Hashem. Bishluchim yidan, if Kohanim were our shluchim. Mika midi danam lo matzin and avdina and shluchim matzi avid. It has to be that the Kohanim are shluchim of Hashem when they're makriv karbanos and not our shluchim. Because the Jewish people themselves can't be makriv karbanos. And you can't be memana shliach to do something that the mishalech can't do. So therefore, if the Kohanim are doing something for the Jews, it must be on behalf of God and not on behalf of us. Because you can't be a shliach for the thing that somebody can't do. Reuben can't be a shliach for Shimon. If Shimon can't do it himself, so how can Kohanim be our shlichim to be makriv karbanos? We can't do it on our own. The answer is, they're Hashem shlichim. So according to this, we have to understand. Since we have this klal, what do we need divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim for the din of ein shlichus v'aravera? We could say another reason. Since I myself am not allowed to do an avera, therefore, I also can't be memana shlichim to do an avera. So why do we have to come on to the explanation of Divrei Arab, Divrei Atalman, Divrei Mishom? And the explanation is based on the Tosis there. Tosis there say, Tema, Dimashma, Hachi, Dipshitalei. Here it's Mashma that it's Pasha to the Gemara, that Kohanim are Shluchim of Hashem. However, in the Gemara, Nidarim and Lamed Hamed Beis, Bari Hanikani, Shluchad Rachman, Abu Shluchad Didan, Velo Ipshita. There's a Kasha. Are the Kohanim the Shluchim of Hashem or our Shluchim? And that's not answered by the Gemara. So why doesn't it bring this Raya of our Gemara? That since, if they were Shluchim, they must be Shluchim of Hashem, because if they were our Shluchim, then how can it be that a Shliach can do something that Mishalech himself can't do? It says, Tosis in an Inami, Yesh Lomar, the Hasam Achi come by that. Hani kane shluchad rachmaninu, v'lo shluchad yidan klal, o dilma habum nami shluchad yidan. So the Gemara there is not asking, are they our shlichim alone? That they can't be. The Gemara is asking, are they only shlichim of Hashem? Or are they shlichim of Hashem and also shlichim of us? And therefore it's not a stira. The Gemara in Kedushin says that they're shlichim of Hashem. And the Gemara in Adarim is saying, are they also shlichim of us in addition to being shlichim of Hashem? Or are they only shlichim of Hashem? So the Chorah doesn't make sense. So, the Gemara says that Kohanim can't be our shlichim, since we can't do the avoda, and if we can't do the avoda, you can't be mamana shliach. So how is it possible that the Gemara is mistapik if they can also be shluchim didan, our shlichim, in addition to the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can they be our shlichim as well? If we can't do the avoda, they can't do the avoda on our behalf. And what does it help that they're also shlichim of Rachmana? Does that remove the chisaron of Mika Midi Danan Lo Matzi Avdin on Shluchim Matzi Avid? That if we can't do something, we can't make a shlich. But say that we're the shlichim of Hashem. What does that help? And then we also be the shlich of our shlichim. And the answer is that this din that you can't be memana shlich if you can't do it yourself is only a pu'ula that creates a chalos. That if there were a certain pu'ula, there's a change in halachic status, then you can't make this chalos through a shliach if you can't do it yourself. But if you have a pu'ula that's only a maisa, and you don't need any chalos, there you can appoint a shliach even if you can't do it yourself. And therefore, with respect to karbanos, the Gemara says that the Kohanim are definitely shlucha d'rachmana, and they can't be shlucha didan, because through being makriv a karban, there's a chalos din on this karban, and also on those who are being makriv the karban. And every karban, some karbans are kapara, some karbanas are tara, but there is a chalos on the person also. And this you can't do, the Yisrael can't do himself, and therefore he can't be memana shliach. Because to make a chalos, you can't be memana shliach. But to be memana shliach on a pe'ula, even if the mishalech can't do it, that you can be do. You can be memana shliach ani pu'uli. You can't be memana shliach. If Reuben can't do something, he can't be memana shliach, can't be memana shimon to make a chalos. But a maisa that Reuben can't do, he can be memana shliach to do stama maisa. So when it comes to doing an actual maisa, yeah, you can appoint the shliach, because the mishalech can also do the maisa. When it's about a chalos, So there, if the Meshalech can't make the chalos, then he can't appoint the Shliach to make a chalos. But when you talk about doing a Maisa, so the Meshalech can do the Maisa just as well as the Shliach. And that's similar to the famous Ma'arit, many, many others, that the Machlokas in the Gemara of Kol Milsa, the Amar Achmana Lo Sabe, the Nahani Olo, the famous Gemara in Temura, where the Torah says not to do something and you do it, does it work or not? So that's only talking about something that's not a mitzis, that you need a chalos, like tumura. Tumura is a chalos. By saying that this animal is tumura for the other animal, before you didn't do anything. You just need a chalos on this animal that it becomes tumura. And truma also. Also is dein kedein, same letters. Tumura, truma, through your hafrasha, it's not a pu'ula, it's just a chalos din truma. So there's a discussion. If you do it in a way that's against the Torah, is it chal? But let's say you do a pu'ula mamashis. There you can't say lo mahan, because before it was done. And by saying it doesn't work, you're not going to change it around. There, everybody holds mahani. Only something where if you say that it doesn't work, then it actually won't work. There's a machlokas of mahani or not. But where it's a pu'ula mamashis, there you can't say lo mahan, because what was done was done. It's a reality. It's not a lumbus. It's not a chalos. And just like we find the rule, ain't the osir davar she'eino shelo. You can't ask for something that's not yours. That means you can't ask for something that's not yours if you have to make a chalos din. But if I, let's say for example, I take my friend's milk and I take his meat and I mix them together. Do you say that it's not basar b'chalav? Because ain't other mosu davar she'eino shelo? No. Because that's a mitzias. If there's a chalos din with respect to avodah zarah, does it have a din of avodah zarah? There you can say, ain't other mosu davar she'eino shelo. That's a chalos. When it comes to mitzias, you can't fight with the mitzias. You mix the meat with the milk. So here also, when there's a pu'ula mamashis, we don't say, mika midi danan lo matzin and avdin and shluchim matzi. We don't say that just because I can't do it, I can't appoint my friend. Because a pu'ula I can always do. Just the chalos I can't do. So maybe that's the subject of the Gemara Nedarim. Avad kohanim ha-shluchim d'rachmanim. So if they're shluchim d'rachmanim, they can make the chalos din of the karban. Whatever it is. Kapara, tara. But nogea, the actual maisa ha-akrava. Just the actual maisa, not the chalos din, there maybe kohanim can also be our shlichim. Because on stama maisa, you can appoint a shlich. The Yisrael can make the kohen a shlich to do a maisa, he can make do the maisa. It's the chalos din, that it's considered a good karban, and that it's done al pi halacha, that for that you need him, that he can't be the Yisrael shlich for. Because the Yisrael can't do it himself. For the chalos din. But for the maisa akrava, maybe that he can do for the Yisrael. That's the suffix of the Gemara Nadar. That he can do for the Yisrael. He could be theoretically the Yisrael Shliach. The question is he? And that's the Gemara Nadar. And now we understand why we need the reason of Divrei Arab, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen. In order to explain to us why Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. Because even though Legabe Aveira, where you're making a Chalos Din, you don't need this reason. Because there it's enough to say, hey, you're not allowed to do it yourself. You're nimna yourself because it's an aveira. So since you're prevented from doing it yourself, memeli, you also can't appoint a shliach. That's only for the chalos. That's an aveira that requires a chalos. But an aveira that's just a maisa and doesn't make any chalos din, there we can't say this klal of mika midi. Is there something that we can't do, and therefore we can't make a shliach? Because a maisa we can always do. And therefore we need the reason of divrei harav, divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishomim. That even the maisa itself, even without the chalos, even just the maisa aveira itself, an aveira that doesn't create a new chalos din, an aveira that doesn't create a change in halachic status, even there, We say Ein Shliachot Dvar Aveiro because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Misham. So in other words, Taira Yidden, what we've just said is that we asked originally, why do we need Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Misham? I have a better reason why, an easy reason why you can't Ein Shliachot Dvar Aveiro. Because since you can't do it yourself, you can't avoid, you can't appoint a Shliach. You're not allowed to do the Aveiro. So how do you appoint a Shliach? The answer is, we only say this klal about chaluyos. When you're making a chalos, there we say that if you can't make a shliach, that if you can't do it yourself, the chalos, you can't make a shliach. So if you have a dvar aveira, where we tell you that you're not allowed to make this chalos, you're not allowed to do this dvar aveira that creates a chalos, you also can't make a shliach. But how about a dvar, so that works. So this klal of something that you can't do yourself, you can't make a shliach, only works if there's a chalos. But let's say you talk about a maisa. A maisa you can always do. And therefore you could theoretically appoint a shliach to do a maisa for you if there's no chalos. Just like we could appoint Kohanim to do the maisa akrava for us. Even though on the chalos they need to be the shlichim of Hashem. But on the maisa akrava they can be our shlichim. So therefore in a maisa aveira without a chalos, there you could appoint a shliach. On just a maisa, you could appoint a shliach. And therefore, we need the reason of divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishom, and that's why in shlichot dvar aveira. Not because if you can't do it yourself, you can't appoint a shliach, because the maisa you can do yourself. So therefore, in the maisa, you can also appoint a shliach. So why then in shlichot dvar aveira? Because divrei atam, divrei mishom. That you shouldn't listen to the Talmud. Don't listen to the person. You should listen to Hashem. And therefore, since the shliach should have listened to Hashem, there's no shlichus. So, sweetest friends, we are not at the end yet. We still have more to go. So, Mirtz Hashem, next time, we will continue this mahalach. We will explain the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomim. And then, we will revisit our sugya, and everything Bezrat Hashem will be move on half leva fella, and machlokas Rashi Tosfos and everything else. So we should be zocher mir to Hashem, v'li neder to come back to it, and we should be zocher lilmod ulalam ed lishmo velasos, v'lekayim es kol divrei salmu torasecha ve'ava, amen, kein yiratzon, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.